So instead of presenting a mimer, I just want to go through a few pieces of Sasemis, which I think it's worthwhile to look at. Looking at the Mitzvah Noichi, probably on Shabbos and Hashir, we'll talk about some of the Rishonim, the approach of the Rishonim. There's a few different points that the Sasemis pulls out into the mimer of Anochi Hashem Elokecho, considering that that's the primacy of that concept, the mitzvah. Let's talk about it a little bit. So the first page says, Anochi Hashem Elokecho, hu kaim lohad. The mimer Anochi Hashem Elokecho is something which is kaim lohad. Kinenu tzivri kemoi lo yilokho v'shar adibris. It's not a mitzvah. So it starts off as it's a mimer that Bereshim is Elokei Yisrael. It's Betzim. It's not. The Rambam brings it to Tzivui. The Bahag doesn't look at it as a Tzivui. The Bahag doesn't say why it's not a Tzivui. The Bahag just doesn't list it as one of the Targ Mitzvahs. The theory is why the Bahag didn't list one of the Targ Mitzvahs. So the Ramban says his explanation. The Torah Josh Zeran says his explanation. The Barbanel says his explanation. Everybody has an explanation why the Baha'i doesn't list it. But it's clearly presented the Lashonas of the Psukim are not Lashonas of Tzivui. It's a statement. Even if you understand that it's a Tzivui, the Pshat is, but even if you look at the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah, that the way the Torah presented the mitzvah is that it's a Tzivui. It's a statement that this is the reality that I am Hashem Elokecha. So the Sarasemis is like this. I am a Hashem Elokecha. That's our reality. So Rashi says in one place, Rashi says a Loshen. Another place in Chumash, Rashi says that I promised the Ovis that I'm not going to be mach of you in another Ummah. So that we have the relationship. The relationship is a given. This relationship is a given. You cannot deny the relationship. Therefore, I'm asking you to be mekayim the mitzvahs, because I need somebody in the world to be mekayim the mitzvahs. The bria needs kiyum mitzvahs. You can't have the bria without kiyum mitzvahs. The kiyum mitzvahs have to be done by the nation, which is Klal Yisrael. So that, and I can't be machlef for you with a different nation and make another nation Yisrael. So please do the mitzvahs. So this is the exact same lashon. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Since Kizem Maim the Brashim is Miyuchad Liyos Elokei Yisrael, Lachen Ksibol Yilocha El Himachir Apanoi. Pirush Kimin Shemukol Oifen Ani Elokeichem. Chen Yosef Tzrichem Lishmar Atzmam Kemosh Kosev. So, the same way that the Brashim says, "I can't be Machla for you," you have to say that this is the relationship. So your actions are going to have a greater impact than anybody else's because we have this relationship. So specifically, so if a goy comes along and does a avodah zarah, it's 10 times less significant than if a yid does a avodah zarah. So the lashon is that the Shaya says of a klai Yisrael, the mach is kadosh baruch hu alponai. What's up alponai? Everybody else is removed from the countenance of a kadosh baruch hu. Klai Yisrael is mamish presence, and there in the Russian's presence, we do something which is improper. So that's the hakdama to the Sinas HaTorah is, I need you to understand that we have this relationship, and your actions have significance. That's how it starts off. Machusi is Baruch Hu Nimsa B'Yad B'nai Yisrael. Therefore, the Rosh's Malchus is totally in how Klai Yisrael acts. Kima Shei Mekabu Malatzav O Machusi is Baruch Hu Mekayin Yiskala Kum Machusi Al Kol Nivroim. Okay. See, take a look at the next Take a look at the next page for a second. One of the marshal connect the 2 points. Asher Sichu Meretz is again Marshal Madula Nemar Asher Barasichu. It's a famous question. The Rishonim and Ruch Hashem Alakecha, Ruch Hashem Alakecha. Asher Sichu Meretz is Mebeis Abanim. So he's pointed out. I think it was last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, keep track of the weeks, I don't know anymore. But what's the kasha? The kasha is the pellet, right? That the Bria exists for 6,000 years. According to those who suggest that during the Maisa Bereishis, there's multiple years in the calculations of the time before the Shemesh Nireach were put in. So this world is many, many years old. You see, its time took a place in 1 year. 1 year. 1 year out of 6,000. The size of the Bria, the Mokum of the Bria, billions and billions of light years long. In the billions of light years long, there is this, you know, you have a ball the size of this building. The diameter of the ball is the size of this building. A gigantic ball. Right? On the ball, there's a speck of dust. On a speck of dust, there's a molecule, you know. On the molecule, there's an atom. In the atom, there's an electron. That's the size of the Earth, you know, compared to the universe, right? And that's even that, Bistam, it's smaller than that. So the Bereishis created the whole Bria, Shemayim Ba'aretz, all of the time. And in 1 year, in that little electron, the Bereishis took us out of Mitzrayim. Oh, what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Anochi v'Elokecha? You see, it's Mitzrayim. That's all you can say about Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's pretty insulting, right? It's the whole Bria, billions and billions of light years long, right? This little speck, this little mashu, this little nothing. There's in that little nothing, there's a place called Mitzrayim. Right? And there's this little, quarks sitting on the electron, you know, moving around. Ah, that's the God of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's Rishonim's kash. So, okay, Levarim and Morim. So we did explain something. Let's explain like this. Because I'll say, so the Pasuk says that that Mitzrayim is allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael after two generations. The third generation is Mutar Lava B'Kahal. It says that Moav is not. Right? Why? Because they're Machti Klal Yisrael by Shittim. They're Machti Klal Yisrael. So the Sifri says Golam Machti Adam Yisrael in Hargar. Shatiyam Atim Velam Habor Zeh Velam Habor. And the person's harigim is only mitzi him from olam hazeh. Because in Golo Mashi Hetziyana Hashem Yisbarach from Mitzrayim, Shayirei Abriya in Adam Yodei Mi Yisayif Al Tov. Hashem created the world that doesn't give us direction. We don't have clarity based on the Briya of Hetziyana from Mitzrayim. Who talkam and Yisrael ki miyichadim him alav Yisbarach. That cemented the relationship. So this is what's going to bring Klal Yisrael to Elam Haba. So as big as the Bria is, Elam Haba is bigger. The physical Bria is nothing compared to the great Bria which is beyond that of Elam Haba. So you see, Mitzrayim is the bridge which takes you from Elam Hazeh into that greater world. So your kasha was this little dinky place called Yetzias Mitzrayim, this little dinky spot of 1 year, but this is the bridge which bridges you to eternity into something which is greater than the universe. So logically, that's the most logical thing to talk about, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what was Maftiachos, that he could have brought, he brings it this way, he could have brought, the Mor says that there's a situation when you have Avedis Rabba and Avedis Aviv. So if you only can return one, you return Avedis Rabba. Because Aviv is Mevil Adam Hazeh to this world. And Rabba brings him to Adam Habo. So the Bia to Adam Habo, the process of bringing a person to Adam Habo is much greater than bringing him to Adam Hazeh. Adam Hazeh is much more limited. So that's what you see. The Mitzrayim was for Klal Yisrael, but his Lakuta is, how do you know it's a Havod Adam Havod? It's a Havtocha. That's it. The relationship is cemented. It's not. It's not a suffix. It's a varai. You can destroy your chelik, but that's him. It's there. That haftocha, Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba, was created in Tzitz Mitzrayim. Megam near l'idea, ki chol asher over la'adam tamin ba'odah b'chir rosoi, im kol zeh ha'kol hum Yeshem Yisbarach bovat. Right? What you see is when I'm talking to Yisrael, is there were multiple decisions that we made, that Yisrael people make, and the seeming that those actions, a person could perceive, were given independence to make our actions. But we know that in kozer hakol humei Hashem yisbarach bovat ki bavadi bria so adam yodim hakol shumei Hashem yisbarach lemalim etzav. Creation of man that we know. So to tell you, the Rosh Hashanah said, "I created Shemayim v'aretz." It's not a chiddush. Everybody knows that. The world came into existence in its own. We're intelligent enough to know that that's not true. I don't need to tell you I created Shemayim v'aretz. What do I need you to know? What I do need you to know, everything which happens, all of existence, everything which happens belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the kesher which we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu is from him. Vedas says it's Yitzchak Mitzrayim. It's a fascinating thought. Reb Chatzel says this. Betzim, it's a Chavos Lavavos. Says a person is given Skar Nolam Haba for decisions. Actions, he's not given Skar Nolam Haba, because actions don't belong to him. Both the Torah, both the Mutter. A person chooses loyalty and a person chooses to kill somebody. Right? So he takes the gun and he shoots. Doesn't have to fire. Doesn't have to hit him in the right spot. Doesn't have to happen. You know that there's emergency technician on the spot who's able to save him. You know, there's 17 things that are going to happen that he's not going to die. Right? There's no way to guarantee the person's going to die. Right? The person can choose the decision that the person's going to live or going to die is up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person's bechira is in the mice. It's a decision to do it. The decision to do it itself. Right? The person decides he's going to have chalata gemurah. He's going to do it. Next day, he wakes up with a terrible fever and he can't go out and accomplish his terrible deed. So there is some musik. He says, you know, that the Bershim Cheshmans. I think SS wants a chaver over here. Says, okay, you have two guys decide they're going to commit ritzicha. So they both have their targets. The ones after. This fellow wants after that fellow, Ploni and Almoni. And they both take their guns and they both shoot. And Ploni dies, Almoni doesn't die. He says, they go to the same Gehenna, the Chavos Lavavos says. Because the Einish is for Bechira. Decisions, what happens is the Bershman's business. In Olam Hazeh, Bezin only punishes something which they have a full mice in front of them. That's the Olam Hazeh. The same way the other way around, there's a Miri. I imagine the Miri says at the beginning of a Perek HaKoinus, the more it talks about the dinim of Groma, it says that these are dinim which a person is part of the dinim of Mechai B'dinim Shemayim. So the Miri says what it means is he's a full fledged Mazik when he's a Gur. Bezdin Shalmata cannot. It's not actionable in Bezdin. Bezdin can't deal with it. That's Bezdin's job is to deal with a full thing with results. but as far as Shemayim is concerned, the Miri says, he's a Gazel. If he doesn't pay, he's a Gazel. He owes the money. So my Rabbi one time said on that, one of my Rabbi said, he said, so it means that one per the Gemara and Sinner talks about a person kills Ayelei Gromos, he's Potter, but then he ought to be Shemayim. He says he goes to the same Gehenna as the person who killed directly. He's a Ritzayach. The Nafkamina is, they turn on the fire, Ayelei Gromo. Right? Nafkamina, you still burn the same fire, right? Everything's the same. You know, in Shemayim, they say, you see a Gromo attack as a full mice. That, you know. So the Chabad Lubavitch comes along and says everything. There's no thing as a mitzvah, which a result which belongs to other. A person says he wants to do a mitzvah. So the Barshim has to be, he has to have siyata d'shmaya to actually do it. So it's up to the Bari Erlem. I'm going to get up this morning. I'm a daven b'shachar. What do you get till he's sick? It can happen. He gets there and he's Baruch HaMatayv. But the results never belong to us. Klai Yisrael learned that in Mitzrayim. There are so many different things which roles, decisions, actions, and some of them played out one way, some played out the other way. And Klai Yisrael saw clearly the Rishon controls everything. There's nothing which the Rishon doesn't control. Then they realized that meant the Rishon controls them as well. He controls us as well. That's what Klai Yisrael needs to know. They don't need to know Shabbos Yisrael words. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. It's obvious the Rishon created that the world is created. You don't need to tell Klai Yisrael. Seichel tells you that. That the Rosham is intimately involved in every single detail of the world, and he runs the world, and he cares. Even our Bechira is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we didn't know. That we need to know as well. The Pasuk is not a Tzivui. If the Pasuk of Menachem would be a Tzivui, which means I'm commanding you to remember this, commanding you to know this fact, it's possible then you could choose to know or not to know. The Rosh Hashanah says, the Rosh Hashanah is searing into our being that this is our reality. So it means Klai Yisrael intimately and intrinsically knows this concept. We might choose to try and to ignore it and pretend it, etc., but it's going to come back to haunt us at some point in time. It's part of our reality. So that's what we're saying before, that the Maamar Anochi is the Rosh is I am Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So Elokei Yisrael means when you have kavanah in the morning, you have kavanah when you're davening. So the Shulchan Aruch, there's a siman. I once read a story called The Audit. That's the name of it. It's a short story. One of these an old magazine called Light Magazine, which doesn't exist anymore. So in Light Magazine, they had this short story, I don't know, about 7-8 pages long, about this fellow who was this top-notch, secular, Shiva man, went on to get a career, became very successful in his business, etc. One night, in the middle of the night, he gets a knock on his door, and there's this yid who looks like he's, doesn't look like he fits in the neighborhood where they live, this fancy neighborhood, etc., like a long beard, big, whole thing. His name is Rebellia. He's here for an audit. Doesn't look like the guy's an auditor, and it doesn't look like middle of the night, and have an auditor already. He says, no, this is a divine audit. Right? And he goes through, but the whole thing is like they have, he sets up with the calculator, the whole thing, and sets up, and he's going to, starts going through, his file, and he pulls out his file, and says, based on, chapter 7, paragraph 1, so he starts saying over there, one of the things he says over there is, you open Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Shulchan Aruch, chapter 5, paragraph 1, describes the intent that you have when you say Hashem's name. So it says, in your lifetime, you've said this name, and it says 7 million times, and you fulfilled this intent 46 times. That's the divine audit, Starts describing it. So by the time they finish, they calculate, and then it calculates, there's two calculations that, how much had you done what you're supposed to be doing, it's progressive, so you become better and better, and therefore you would have accomplished da-da-da-da-da-da, and since you didn't do it this way, you only accomplished this, so there's been a writ of seizure on your neshama. Like, that's the story, Then there's a request for obeisance, he does everything all with audit terms, right? So it's like a very cute story. So, there's a similar Shulchan Aruch defining what you have. What is the kavanah a person has to have when he says Hashem's name, the shame of Adnus, and the shame of Elokim. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person says Elokim, the person has to have kavanah that the Rosh Hashanah is the Kol Yachol, Bal Yecharlus, Bal Kachos. He's Bal Yecharlus, Bal Kachos Kulam.
He's the source of all everything which exists in the Bria, all power, everything which takes place belongs to him. And when you say Elokeinu, you have to have kavanah that he's Mashkiach on us b'pratus. So you have some sidurim, some of the, you know, they have on top, you know, and every page they have a sidur, kavanah Hashem, and has, you know, next to each one it has, every time it says Hashem Avaya, it tells you what you're supposed to think. Right? There used to be a sidur, there Chaim sidur, which has it had on top of the page. You know, that the Rosh Hashanah Mashkiach on Klal Yisrael b'pratus. There's a special Hashkiach on Klal Yisrael. That is what the Sos Emes is telling you. It's not something which we have to believe in. We know it. Klal Yisrael absorbed it into their being by Yetzias Mitzrayim. We tend to forget it sometimes, but we bet them we know it. So that is the point that he's saying. That's the Maimon Noichi, and that is why Bedafka, the discussion of Yetzias Mitzrayim was what we discussed. Back to the second page. Ve'efshel afarsh ma'ashamar chazal b'mnei Yisrael shikdimu nasa l'nishma v'kilkulum nasa hizor b'nishma. So Chazal speak about multiple places that the extraordinary decision of Klal Yisrael to be makdim nasa l'nishma. Okay, then there's a medrash after Chet Egel Bereshim says to Klal Yisrael that you're Mekalkul and Nasa. You didn't do what you promised. You said Nasa, we're going to keep the mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're Mekalkul it. You've damaged that. He's Arab and Nishma. Be careful not to mess up the Nishma. You mess up the Nasa, don't mess up the Nishma. Hold on to the Nishma. He's Arab and Nishma. Okay. So, Yesh Lomer, Ki Nishma Hu Masha Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashmi Livnei Yisrael. Mitzvah Lizem Asayim Rak L'Kabu L'Hazim. Nasa is what we do. Nishma is what we hear, which means we act as the in by a nishma. There's a mashmir. A nasa is something we do. So Klal Yisrael requested from Kadosh Baruch Hu that we would like to be that we are the one who's running the engine. We're first. We don't need to be mekabel from you. We've absorbed already. We know what to do. We're ready to go. We're so committed. We so understand clarity what we're supposed to do that we don't need to hear it to be able to do it. We got it from Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know it. We're in. We're doing it. The version says no. The version says Nishma is we need to hear it. We need to hear it. So we need to be reminded. We need to have. There has to be something which is making us hear that the version is in charge. But the mile of a Nishma is it makes it much easier for us. We just have to hear. The version says, and we have to listen. So, who kabbalas machlusi is baruch shenemar shema yisol Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. Zeh rak habitul elov. That is all. We have to do is mevatel. We say Hashem echad. So Hashem is echad. He's echad in shemayim. Order tal ruach zayilim. Right, everywhere. So that means where do we fit in the picture? We can't have it. We can't have an independent existence. We're male. We're meshuvah to him. That's Kabbalah. That is the true. When you say Hashem Echad, that's true Kabbalah. Why is it called Kabbalah? Oh, Malchus Shemayim. Where do you see that Echad? Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. The more it says, you say 10 psukim of Malchus and Shoshana. One of them is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Where is Malchus and Hashem Echad? If you absorb Hashem Echad to the full degree, that there's nothing but the Barei, it seems impossible to go connected as will. That's the greatest Kabbalah's Malchus. So I just have to absorb that Shema Yisrael. Just get this into your head. Hashem Echad. Ah, Semela, he's the Melech. I was Mekabel as Malchus. Who Maimer Anochi Kanal. That's what Anochi is. So it's interesting. There's a Taka Medrash in Meschanon. The Medrash says, Mehechon Zochi Yisrael, the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. B'matan Torah, when the Bereshim said Noach Hashem Elokecha, Klai Yisrael. B'matan Torah, when the Bereshim said Shema Yisrael, Noach Hashem Elokecha, Shetzich Aretz Mevesavod. That's a loss on the Medrash. So the Bereshim said to Klai Yisrael, I want you to hear this. He didn't say, we don't have written the word Shema Yisrael, but that's what he said, right? The Medrash says he said, this is what I'd like you to hear. I want you to hear the Noach Hashem Elokecha. So this is Ishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a Nochah Hashem Elokeinu Shetzik Mitzvah Beis Avodim. It's the exact same mitzvah. That's what the Medrash says. If you look at the Ramban over there, did I put the Ramban in the packet? No, I didn't. Oh, I did. Yeah. You look at the Ramban over there on the Neskanon. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Gamzu mitzvah shivar. Ki b'dibur anoch Hashem Elokecha yia hayichud. Anoch Hashem Elokecha ziyichud. Kama shomru. Okay, so the pasuk of Hashem Elokecha is the pasuk of Yichud. A bolavayer hamitzvos. It said it more explicitly. It's already repeated the sarsadibris. V'hizgus achas sarsadibris. V'ishu sharish b'muna. Chol mishenam boide ba kaver beker kaver b'rezor. So. So Rabbi Shavel in his footnotes, the pasuk loshon nearish shekavanas Rabbeinu lachlag al dasa ram shabedibra nochi nisavino lamunus belakus al yichud nisavino bepasuk shema yisrael dasa ram shabedibra nochi yeah yichud the pasuk which is the sivri of yichud that's the pasuk of nochi and shema yisrael is we're committing to that mitzvah of nochi. He's marred that the loshon of the Ramban and parshas Yisrael, the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah seems to agree with the Ramban that it's a separate mitzvah. Fine, I'm looking about in the Lomnas Rishadlis of Minyan Mitzvahs, but the Sasem is saying that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad calls Kol Malchus Yisborach. That's the Maimer Benochi. Betzem he's not Betzem. It's a Mechilta because the Mechilta on the pasuk of Benochi. It says, Moshe Lamelech, he comes into a Medina, and his sorim say to him, okay, give out the rules. He says, no, first I have to become my Malchus. Once I become my Malchus, I'll give out the rules. So Bereshit says to Klal Yisrael, am I the one who took you out of Mitzrayim? Hain, yes. Oh, now, become like Zeres. So Mechilta says that the Pasuk of Menachi is the Pasuk of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. It's Kabbalah Malchusi. And the Archie is Kabbalah's Malchus, which we do that every day when we say Shema. Shema is the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim. So Shema and Archie are the same mitzvah. That's the Mechilta saying, and that's what the Medrash is saying, and that's what the Ramban is saying over there in Veskanon. So the Sasem is, you know, says this line that Shema is Malchus Shemaim, and that's Maimer and Archie. Like Mehecha Tesi, you know, it's not bad. It's a Mechilta and a Medrash and a Ramban. You know, we're used to not thinking like that because the Rambam doesn't say like that. Okay, but so that was a Maimer Moshe to protect the covenant of the Sasemis. He wasn't saying something which is off the wall. It's out of Rabbah. The Rambam seems to be the one who's saying the Chiddush. If you start looking at the Midrashim. So, but his point over here is that Klal Yisrael is in the state of Shema. Just, I want you to just absorb the. I'm not asking you to do anything. Think about it. Just absorb it. Recognize the reality. What he's saying before is a Betzim that's seared into the collective memory of Christ. So we Betzim know that Messias. You see, it's burnt into our minds this reality that the Bereshit is in total control of everything. There's nothing else but the Bereshit. So. We wanted on our own to be able to do the nasa. Messiah who called mitzvahs chenitim anoichel lekabam mikadam ol machus shemayim achakach ol mitzvahs k'mashem rechazal. That's the Shemesh Rabbah. That's the mechilta. That's the Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas says why do you say the first paragraph of Shema first ol machus shemayim and then ol mitzvahs. Abba mikadam hoyu rotzen bnei yisrael akdim mimaseim. Kaiser wanted to be able to do this, as it were, on our own. So Kaiser was given the opportunity of doing the Shemiya, doing before Mamar Anochi. So there was a point with the Bereshit not teaching us. We would have come to that ability to do it. So
it's not going to work. We're not going to be able to answer it. Shema Yisrael, Yishmar Kol Zeh, Shalach Hashem Elokecha, Ki Loi Posek Zeh Kol. So the Russian says, okay, I'm going to put a curl in the Bria, Nerech Hashem Elokecha. That curl doesn't stop. Okay? And I want you to keep hearing it. So what does mean the curl doesn't stop? So the Rashi thinks Tup Shatim over there in Parashas Veschanan, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosaf. Right? Rashi says, Womshad means V'lo Posak. The Targum says V'lo Posak, it didn't stop. There's a Baskol, which is the Maharib, Mechazim Ameris. Right, there's this, the sound of the mountain terror continues. The Targum is saying forever, it didn't stop. We don't hear it the way we heard it then, the Pumbi. You hear it in your neshama. Sometimes you hear it very clearly. Sometimes you don't hear it very clearly. The Chazon Ish was known to say, he says, you know, the Mishnah says that this Baskel comes out from Harkarev every single day. He says, what's in the game? Like, why do we need to know that? Like, what does it do for us? He says, the person has to hear a tshuva, that's where it's coming from. He's hearing the call. Right? At any moment, the person, you know, hears that, like, all of a sudden, like, you know, out of nowhere, like, what happened? Because in the background, our neshamas are tuned into the station. We're still hearing WTOP, you know, in the hallway, right? Right? We're tuned into, Kal Yisrael's hearing that voice. So we need, once in a while, it really sinks in without us doing anything. Merchants, I need to give you that avtacha, that this is intrinsic in your being, because I understand relying on you to be able to create the maisim, to generate that on your own, I can't guarantee that. So merchant says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm promising you this is the state of being, that I always will be Hashem your God. What's the purpose? So Pashim Shabbat, like, what are you accomplishing when you say a bracha before you do the mitzvah? So there's a lot to be accomplished because you're saying thank you. You appreciate it a bit, so that's a chashuva thing, a karsa toiv. That's the simplest thing. The Chayotim says a fascinating thing. There's a concept in halacha, mitzvah shichas kavana. So it's a mechlokes whether mitzvah shichas kavana is the shichas kavana. The Shulchan Aruch says the halacha is mitzvah shichas kavana. So now the Gemara Beferis says that misasek is not a mitzvah. So the Gemara has three persons blowing a shofar. There's three ways to blow a shofar. Person goes, takes a shofar, blows the sounds of the shofar for the purpose of doing of the mitzvah of shofar. Good. Person picks up a shofar to blow the sounds of the shofar because he likes the sound. He, you know, he grew up, his father, his father was a Baltikia. He brings up memories of his childhood, his father going, you know, blowing the tekiahs. He loves the sound of the tekiah. He loves truas. He loves shawarma. He's just blowing the tekiahs. Why? Not for the mitzvah. It's Rosh Hashanah morning. He's just blowing it because he likes the sound. And then there's a person who's practicing how to purse his lips to blow the shofar properly. So he takes the shofar away from his mouth and he purses his lips and he goes, not with no intent to make the sound of the shofar. Now comes the sound. The Gemara calls that a misasik. The last, that's a misasik, you're not yours. Everybody holds you're not yours. Where's the machloek? It's in the middle case. He had the intent to blow the sound. He planned to blow a tekiah. He planned to blow a truah. He planned to blow it, but not for the purpose of a mitzvah. So he passed you're not yours. So what's the problem? So you learn through the sugya over there with the Rishonim, the sugya in Rosh Hashanah Chavches, is the main sugya. It's before in the Rishonim, the Rav Chana speaks it out, etc. That the problem is it's a misasik. So why is it misasik? In the last case, I don't intend to make a sound at all. A sound happened, so I wasn't oisake in making a sound. A sound was misasik. It happened. It occurred. But over here, I'm intentionally blowing the sound because I'm not a misasik. He says, yes, you are. You're not a misasik in making the sound. You're misasik in Tzivu Yashem. A command, when I fulfill something, the Father tells me to do something.
And he says, you know, I don't want to do it. I'll listen, my son, it's a mitzvah to listen to your father. It's a command. I command you to do it. Right? And I said, you know what? I thought about it. It's a very good idea to do. So I'm not doing it because of his command. I'm doing it because I want to do it. I did exactly what he wanted. But I haven't fulfilled his command. Because I'm not doing it because of the command. So the purpose of mitzvahs is the results. Good. And the result, we need a sound, we need the world to be full of sounds of tkiyas and trumpet through us. I intentionally blew tkiyas, trumpet through us, and that's what happened. I fulfilled the mitzvah. But if the purpose of the mitzvah is to listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to do his sivui, I didn't do a sivui, I did it because I like the sound. It happened, that's a misasik baum. So the Chayyim comes along and says, we pass the mitzvah because kavanah. How do I guarantee that you're going to have kavanah? When you say the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So you're saying you're doing it because the Baruch Hashem told you to do the mitzvah. So you're being conveyor that why I'm doing that because I want to do this. I like black backs on my arms. I think it's a geschmacka thing to do. It really looks cool. Right? You know? No. So I can't say bracha on that. Asher ki the shorim itself at tzivanu l'haniyat tefillin. I'm not doing because of the tzivanu. I'm doing because like I like black boxes, you know? Like modern art. Right? Well, I said the tzivanu, I'm being conveyed, I'm doing because of the tzivanu. So I'm being makabal malchus before I start. I'm being makabal that I'm not doing because I'm a person who has a right to make a decision. There's a very oilam, the world belongs to him. Everything he says, I don't really exist except with his will. And his will is that this should happen. I'm doing it different because that's what he wants. That's the kviyas of a bracha before you do a mitzvah. So it changes the whole tzura of the mitzvah. It's not, it changes from an action to a kabbalah zomach hashemayim. I put on tzitzis with a bracha, it's a different thing. I put on tzitzis, I wake up in the morning, half groggy, but put a beged on. Is that a mitzvah? I said a bracha, I was conveying that I'm doing it because there's a tzivoy. If there's a tzivoy, there's a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah. And if there's a mitzvah, why is it right to be mitzvah me? Where'd that come from? I'm setting in place a whole reality just in the bracha. It comes out I have a nishma be'etzim before every nasa. The Russian says, it was very nice that you wanted to have your nasa before your nishma. But the Russian says, I said a noichi before everything else because I understand you need a nishma before your nasa. And we need to absorb, hear that lesson. There's a Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Truma where the Ramban says that, what's the purpose of the Mishkan? The Mishkan, it says, he points out that a lot of the elements of the Mishkan are a marshal for what happened by Har Sinai, Maimon Har Sinai. He says, so that covenant of the Shekhinah, which was Sheikhin on the Har, for those moments, that period of time, will now continue its act of being Sheikhin and Klal Yisrael through this dogma of Har Sinai. So Shiva used to always say this over, like it says, like this account of the curl of Kadosh Baruch Hu is still the curl is still going. So Moshe walks into the Mishkan and hears the curl. The curl never stopped. The curl is still going. Mishkan allowed us to create a place where it was easier to access that. Hearing that curl. We don't have that, but the curl never stops. So when you're learning something, she was to say, like, what you're really doing is trying to tune in to that station. You're not learning. I'm not figuring out Tosis. I'm trying to tune into the station of the Devar Hashem talking to me. That was one of the Rishiva's ongoing thoughts at Hishmuzin. Tell you, I heard it 50 times. It's probably understatement. Probably 100 times. I don't know. There's come out not a shmuz, probably every other shmuz at least, where somewhere they came up with it. Manhattan and Kol never from Har Sinai from the Barg, right? I could hear that sound still. His call is still reverberating in my ears. So the Swasem is. It's enough time. We'll finish here, but that the Anochi is a statement. It's a statement which we have to mekabel. The Medrash says, "Shema Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha." I want you to hear this. I want you to get it. I want you to absorb it. I want you to think about it. That there's a relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and us, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'm meshkichin your protus. I have full care of you, and that cannot be broken. That's guaranteed. As a nation, for sure, each individual, Yeshua B'chel Kolam Abo. Right? So, number one, this is the bridge which takes us to Olam Haba. It's much greater than Olam Haza in time and space. That's why, you see, the time is actually much greater than Bria Shemayim borders. And number two, is this Nakuda, that Christ has to understand this Havtacha, this relationship. Everything else has to flow from the relationship. I don't do mitzvahs because, you know, for any reason other than the Bershom wants them. They are, I don't make cheshbonos. The mitzvahs are good for you, mitzvahs are bad for you. Then I'm the decisor of right and wrong. And which means, if you want to be taken to its full final degree, means I'm God. I decide this mitzvah is a good mitzvah. That's why I do it. Why do you do mitzvahs? Because, you know, it's a big challenge that put out, you know, because the person comes about tshuva. Why is the person come about tshuva? Because he decided it's the right thing to do. So it means at the end of the day, he sits in judgment of right and wrong. There's the secular world and the Torah, and I, as this omnipotent being, decide that this is right. So now I do it. So who am I serving? I'm serving me. At the end of the day, my intellect is the final arbiter of right and wrong. So I'm serving myself. That's what it's about. When I come to something which makes zero sense to me, and I actually, every farmer being screams, wrong, 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 and I do it anyway, now I'm serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not me. Because I think it's wrong. But God said it's right, so I listen to God. So now God's the boss, and I'm the subordinate. But till then, if I do things, because I think, wow, it's such a beautiful thing, and it's so good for you, and it makes so much sense, you know. So where's God in the picture? So I'm doing mitzvahs because I understand the Bershom is everything. There's no room for me to do otherwise. It doesn't make any sense to me, and therefore, you're so smart, you really know what's good. You know, me, it doesn't make sense to me. Okay, wow, you know. Like, that's such an unintelligent statement. So it means you're telling me that you're the most intelligent person in the whole Bria, even smarter than God. And somebody says, you, why am I doing this? Like, maybe a little bit of humility would make more. So it's a question of humility. Right? If I sit in a class, in a physics class, and the teacher is Einstein, and he says a formula, and it says, it can't be, it doesn't make any sense, professor, I think you're wrong. The problem is not a lack of humility, the problem is that I'm an idiot. Right? The chances are that I got it right and he got it wrong. I mean, he can also make mistakes. Yeah, that's true. But if you want to discuss probabilities are not like that. Right? That Professor Einstein got it wrong and I got it right. Especially since this is my first it's physics 101. You know, I'm not Niels Bohr, you know, saying, you know, I disagree with him. You know, it's like, you know, physics 101, second day into the class, I'm sorry, professor, you're wrong. You know, that's not a question of humility. It's a question of totally illogical. So that's what it means that we sit there and we're the arbiter of right or wrong. So we do a mitzvah because the Bershom said so. Not because I think it's a good idea. It is a good idea, and the Bershom cares about us, the Bershom loves us, and he wants the results, and everything, all those wonderful things. But the yisod of the relationship is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. Accept that reality. There's nothing other than the Berei, and everything flows from there. That's a guarantee, and it's also it's a reality which now exists. Everything else flows from that concept, and that's why we need it. We need, and it would be very nice. Christ will be able to drag it. We should do the Nasa before the Nishma. But we didn't. We weren't successful at that. So we need the Nishma. We need that constant reality. And that's where we come over Shemayim, etc.